Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Welcome back to the Toolbox, where we're turning and burning the greatest jukebox jams of all time. So tune it in and turn it up as temps across the Southland threaten to burn it up. But we keep it cool at the Toolbox, broadcasting from the only radio station air-conditioned by God himself, with 50,000 watts from willows to watts and a stick that will shatter the satellites. Caller 10 right now wins a pair of tickets to see Heart Attack, the premier heart tribute band, Tuesday night at Pechanga Casino Resort. Pechanga. We made that word up. Dusty Rhodes is standing by with a look at traffic. And don't forget, tonight at 7, we'll get the lead out with an hour of Led Zeppelin. Right now, let's dig into the epic release from Heart, whose early sets had critics calling them Little Led Zeppelin due to the number of Zepp tunes in their repertoire. It's the Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy, going crazy on you on the Toolbox.
We still have time, we might still get by. Every time I think about it, I want to cry. With bombs in the theater, then the kids keep coming.
Carolla One Studios in Glendale, California. This is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Dennis Miller, with Gina Grad on news, Walt Bryan on sound effects, and a round of the Rotten Tomatoes game. And now, he'll probably never do a TED Talk, but he could do a TED Yell. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on, got to get it on, no choice but to get it on, Mandy. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, don't we, Gina Grad?
We sure do. Good day.
And Bald Brian?
Where is comedy today?
Dawson and Max Spada, somewhere between the fourth and seventh time. When we do the Toolbox, I'll cue you guys when I want to come back, but you gotta look.
I saw you give the thumbs up, right?
That's my bad.
Oh, I gave a thumbs up to Dawson, like that was a nice job. But
all right, we're good.
Yeah,
that's what I took it as well.
Except for
You're right.
I do the wine move. The whole reason I would never go thumbs up and then change it and change it back again is because this would happen. I wanted to give acknowledge to Dawson, although it was right at the end of Dawson. That's why.
Okay. I think the compliment is what threw Dawson.
Yeah, he never got it.
Well, here, listen, everybody, you'll understand everything in life if you understand rhythms. A, I always do the rodeo wind-up move, that number one. I'll never do a thumbs up doesn't mean let's go to anything, number one. Number two, in all the times we've done it, have I ever gone immediately after he said it?
Yeah, just now.
Right. Yeah, those are the two things.
It was a thumbs up and like a little nod. Like that.
It's 100% on me.
I know. Okay, wake up. What I'm saying is you're going to die on the road if you don't understand like rhythms, which is I never go right after. There's a part of your head that has to go, wait a minute, this has never happened before. Or If I always go right after and I give the thumbs up right after, then you can interpret that as that. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. One day we'll get it right.
Okay. Well, we could. That could be next week.
What are the flag signals called?
Metaphor.
Yeah, we need to do those.
What?
Semaphore. Pinafore.
Wasn't that far off.
I thought it was an actual metaphor.
It's semaphore.
We need to get those going.
Here's what I will do. One movement only, which will be the wrap it up. But you guys got to watch. Otherwise, it won't work.
That's on me. Chris got trampled under that bus. That was me.
All right. He mistook the thumbs up immediately.
I didn't tell Dawson to go ahead, but when he started going ahead, I didn't stop him.
Well, there's nothing to do. I didn't need to hear the crazy on you part, but I do like to get to the hook there, or the verse, or whatever the hell it is. And that's a good song.
Great.
I like Heart. I like Heart a lot. I like chicks who rock, man.
We were on the show that we dearly missed you at, Adam, when Brian and I were in here. We discussed heavily a Heart song that is my favorite Heart song, and I believe it was branded a Tool tune.
Yeah, we did a fun Is It a Tool tune or Not, where Gina threw out a few at me.
All right. Well, try me with that Heart song. I'll tell you whether it's a Tool.
You remember which one it is.
Tool
yeah.
tune or not. They have some Tool and some rock.
This is my favorite Heart song. And Brian believes it's a Tool. It's got to be a Tool.
It's
Tool
because it starts with this syntho
That's
thing,
true.
You know?
It's Tool because it kicks in with the chorus. Kicks the door in.
Yeah, I love this song. I love Heart. All right. I love Tommy John. TommyJohn.com/Adam and LifeLock. You can go to LifeLock.com, enter Adam. Blue Apron as well. It's that old guy fire up the... Blue Apron last night. Delectable. Let's see.
What was the offering?
I had like a chipotle shrimp and rice with like vegetables woven in, and it was just... My only argument with the Blue Apron and as it pertains to Old Guy is about half... Blue Apron gives you everything, and I mean everything. But at some point, inevitably, when I'm halfway or three quarters into my meal, Olga will go, "Oh, you forgot the chopped up chives," and she'll grab it, and I'll go, "I didn't forget the chopped up chives. You never presented them or showed them to me or anything. Now it's fine without them, but," and she'll present it as, "You forgot," like in the middle of it, which is like I'm imbibed with some inherent knowledge about chives
or bias against them,
chipotle, whatever, and then I'll go, "I didn't forget. You didn't say anything." And then she'll do the one that drives me insane, which is, "I told you," which is a weird thing, which is like, "All right, you told me, but I ignored it, but you hid them."
Some hot chive talk.
How about this? You don't have to tell me about it. Just present it. You know what you're doing right now? That. Just do that. Just go, "Hey, here's this thing." Anyway.
I think the best thing about something like Blue Apron has to be the portion control, because I go, "Oh, there's two of us. Well, I have to make enough for 12.
Yes.
But that's really key.
And the kids are into it, too. It's weird. They're kind of snobs, but they'll eat the fish and the shrimp and all the good stuff. Anyway, much to talk about.
One read down.
Dennis Miller, we were gonna play the Rotten Tomatoes game with him, and then I decided we should just play by our lonesome in the second half, so you got that to look for. And the reason I decided that is I was listening to... Dennis Prager this morning, and he's discussing this article in Variety about Mark Duplass. And
what happened? He deleted a tweet.
Mark
Ben
Duplass
Shapiro tweet.
It's such a weird world, because I know Ben Shapiro fairly well, and I know Mark Duplass fairly well. I just did a match game with Mark Duplass.
Ben Shapiro?
I did Congress with Ben Shapiro, and I did Match Game with Mark Duplass.
Yeah.
And I've done Ben Shapiro's show, and we've had Mark in here a few times, and Ben as well. There's a thing that it's frustrating to me, because I really have... I'm simple in that I just have all the inhabitants of the planet on sort of one side or the other side. Not a political aisle. Do you pay taxes? Do you create crime? Do you take care of your family
and
responsibilities? Do you ignore your family and your responsibilities? Are you addicted to things that create create crime problems. Or dependency or problems? Are you defecating in the right places? Do you have insurance when you drive a vehicle? Are you driving a vehicle that's roadworthy, that's not going to blow out a tire and swerve into my kid's lane with my wife driving in the car? Like, all these things. And then once I check all those boxes where you're raising your kids and you're paying your taxes and you're mowing your lawn and you're not one of the people. Look, I pay a shitload in taxes, but it isn't for Mark Duplass or Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
My shitload of taxes goes to other things that has to do with people who are addicted and broken families and strung out and welfare and food stamps and housing and
broken roads
and everything. But it's not them. They're on the plus side. They're both pretty good earners,
right?
And they both pay in a lot. Mm-hmm. So my first, then there's kind of a thing where it's like, are you abusing your children? Are you abusing your wife? Are you abusing neighbors? Are you abusing your pets? And the answer is no to both across the board. I don't know what score you would give Mark Duplass and Ben Shapiro in the not abusing the wife and taking care of the dog and mowing the lawn and paying the taxes, but they'd all be in the 98th percentile of life. Mm. Versus, we have plenty of people that have kids spread out all over the United States, never pay a penny in to take care of them, are reckless, are, throwing and flicking cigarette butts out of the car of life as they travel carefree down the highways we pay for. Okay. I draw a distinction between those others. So the first thing I do is I have Mark Duplass and Ben Shapiro on the happy side.
On the same side.
On the same side. They're on the plus side. They're the side where
they're making the engine go.
Well, you could say, hey, you know what's kind of brutal? What? Rape. All right? Thank you.
Kind of brutal.
We would have no rape if everyone was Mark Duplass or Ben Shapiro.
Yeah,
and then you go, how about breaking and entering? Go ahead.
Little either to guy. No rape or BD.
That's right.
Almost little, done.
Yes. It'd be down to a trickle. Okay. And then what about welfare fraud or identity theft or abuse to kids that need to be removed from the homes or any of those things? And you'd go,
check.
Either one of them would be fine for that.
Yeah.
Either one. So now, Dennis Miller, who I'm going to pot up in a second, and Jimmy Kimmel don't think the same way politically, but they would both also pass with flying colors in that department, or Dennis Prager and Jimmy Kimmel. They would all pass with flying colors. So first things first, I got to live in a state with everybody and on a planet with everybody. I prefer the ones that take care of their kids and pay their taxes and things of that nature. So already in my world, you're both in the club.
Right.
You both can come in to the tent and watch the concert. Dennis?
Hey.
Hey, man. I'm glad you're on the blower today because I wanted to drill down on this whole Mark Duplass thing. So, and who I just saw a couple of weeks ago in New York. Is he on my first episode or when is he on Celebrity Match Game? I'm looking
we're,
at
we're,
Max
we're having to reach out to Dixon to find out the exact cast it's going to be on. It is going to air August 2nd, your premiere episode, though.
I was envisioning Ben Shapiro being on Match Game with you. What did the man say to his wife when she overcooked his fish?
Black people have a tendency toward crime.
No, that is not a match. No.
Circle does not get the square.
What did the neighbor say when he mowed the lawn a little too close to his fence?
Black people are genetically inferior.
It does not a match.
Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, listen, by the way, I just want to clear myself of any attachment to your comment about drilling down, in case the left is listening. We're not fracking here. I don't want to get on that shit list.
So I know Mark and I know Ben, and I think them to be both very intelligent guys who may have differences of opinions when it comes to politics, but I look at them as both very actually educated, smart, everything, all the good things you think about people.
A couple sharp guys.
So I'm not interested in putting everyone in a box because of how they voted or what they think about the border. I don't know why. I don't know what would be in it for me, because I like, when I see Ben Shapiro, I like to enjoy Ben Shapiro. And when I see Mark Duplass, I like to enjoy Mark Duplass. But Mark made a comment, and we'll find his
I have it right
his
here.
Tweet that he sent out a couple days ago, I guess. And you can listen along, Dennis.
Yeah, Miller. I read this story a couple days ago because my kid told me about it. He said that I should read up on this, that he found it interesting. So I've read this already. And I don't know either of the gentlemen, but let me ask you this. Would, knowing them both as you do, would Shapiro apologize as quickly as Duplass did?
No, I don't think, but here's why Shapiro doesn't need to apologize, Dennis. He's never getting into Sundance with one of his projects. Mark Duplass needs to get into Sundance. Mark Duplass has an overall deal with HBO. Mm-hmm. Ben Shapiro will never have an overall deal with anybody, and it's not because he won't create something that's worth having an overall deal. He's out. Mm. He'll never get accepted. I've done 5 films. None of them have been accepted to Sundance. That's a part of our business. Mark Duplass can't afford not to be accepted into Sundance, and he can't afford his overall deal with HBO to go by the side of the road. So Mark must apologize because the people are pulling the strings at HBO, and especially Sundance, need him to apologize, or at least he feels that he lives in a world that if he stands by his statement, he's not getting into Sundance next time. So Mark doesn't want to apologize. Mark is compelled to apologize because the folks who scream about McCarthyism are forcing him to apologize. Otherwise, he doesn't get into Sundance. So Mark's making a business decision. Mark hasn't changed his views on Ben Shapiro. Mark wants to get into Sundance. That's his business.
Right. Do you want me to read the tweet real quick?
Just so.
Here's what Mark tweeted. Fellow liberals, if you're interested at all in crossing the aisle, you should consider following Ben Shapiro. I don't agree with him on much, but he's a genuine person who once helped me for no other reason than to be nice. He doesn't bend the truth. His intentions are good.
That's what we got in trouble for?
That was a big mistake.
Big apology coming.
Interested in crossing the aisle. Listen, that aisle, quite frankly, now that Trump has opened up something between NOCO and SOCO, is more fraught than the DMZ on the Korean Peninsula. He made a big error when he said, if you're interested in crossing the aisle. That's traitorous to the left right now. And anybody, listen, I can't believe that people on the left, and I assume maybe like Duplass, they see what's happening, but I guess they're afraid, right? I
mean, of course. What do you think's apologize? Why would you apologize for that statement? It's the most innocuous statement ever made. Yeah. Also, it's always a weird thing where you go, this guy's a genius. He only tells the truth. We don't agree on anything. Wait a minute. Doesn't that make you wrong about a lot of stuff?
Genius?
Hey, well, listen, the left is starting to make Roy Cohn look like the guy who leads the charades game at Grossinger's, you know? It's gotten absolutely
now you sound like Lynette.
Now I got to cross out that joke. Can't do that one today.
Had a Roy Cohn joke planned for the second half.
Roy Cohn chunk. You know, so
absolutely brutal, and you shouldn't. I would tell any, I've had young comedians say, what should I do? Not a lot. I don't want to fake these stories like comedians. I've worked with a couple guys who say, I have a political bent and it's somewhat more akin to yours. What do you think I should do? And I said, completely mute it. Sit on it. You've got to get off the pad here, brother. You owe it to yourself to try to have a career. You don't have to pull the sword from the stone right now and then use it as a seppuku sword. Just shut up about it. If anybody asks you who's in a position to give you a job, take whatever they're saying and mirror it and get hired. That's just the way it works right now. It used to be on the left, the reason you got drummed out of show business was Andrew McCarthyism. You just didn't sell tickets anymore. Now it's flat out McCarthyism.
Nobody pouted better than Andrew McCarthy, though.
Default look.
Yeah, puppy dog eyes.
Yeah, and you're right, except for Mannequin, too. That
on the
was
move.
Awesome. Or maybe one.
Starring Christy Swanson.
All right, so he put that out there, which sounds not only reasonable, but it sounds kind of timely. Like, hey, isn't this the plan? Everyone's going to sort of turn their swords into plowshares, and we're going to start to realize everyone's an American and to stop the hate and, you know, reach across and build a bridge and all that. And I felt that was Mark Duplass attempting to kind of do that.
Yeah.
And by the way, Mark didn't get drunk and send that. He put a lot of caveats in there, which is like, we don't agree on much.
Yeah, he didn't say, and he's like, listen to him. He knows what or follow everything he says. He's like, no, it's another point of view.
But he helped me. He's a good guy.
Meaning he watered that down before he sent it out, trying to avoid this.
Yeah.
And he thought that he could avoid this by saying, hey, we don't agree, but he's a good guy, and he helped me with some stuff. Not good enough.
No.
So then the floodgates opened of people wanting to what? I don't know.
Just shouting him down and attacking him, and just, you know, sort of, how dare you side with this guy?
He's not going to get back in now.
And well, this was his.
He's going to get back in, and he's going to be in rooms where people are always wondering about him. And I can't believe that people on that side of the aisle, open-minded people, as they keep telling us, have gotten into this. They're making the show The Handmaid's Tale and telling you it's an important thing to do right now because Trump's the president. And guess what? If you came out and gave a negative review of The Handmaid's Tale, you'd look out on your front lawn the next day, there'd be 10 women dressed in blue bonnet hats protesting you. It's gotten that weird over
there. The thing that's many things that are interesting about this, Ben Shapiro is conservative and not a Trump fan, and I don't know that he's a never Trumper. He went from a sort of never Trumper to a sometimes, depending on what the policy is, according to him. But he does. I don't think he didn't vote for Trump. Like, he's not a Trump guy.
He has not been an avid supporter.
Right. So that's number one. You found somebody on the right who's not a supporter, very critical of Trump. Also, imagine if the left had the same decree about your politics as they do about your sexuality, which is, hey, man, whatever you're into, it's none of my business. I'm not here to force you into my dungarees or into my skirt. That's your own business. That's an individual decision. You make that and you make that, and we'll get along fine. I don't care what your sexual proclivities are. It has nothing to do with me. It'd be nice if you just took the way people feel about your sex, your sexual proclivities, who you sleep with, your partners, whatever it is, however you choose to run your life in that department, just sort of take that and sort of spread it out to other subjects, too. We could get along much better. Yes, Dennis Miller?
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm just asking you flat out, because I know people who I've talked to on the left who don't see it as coming from their part of the aisle, as they say. Who do you think is instituting this political correctness, this lockstep on campus, this outing people on the internet, this utter destruction? Is there one side, or let's say there's two sides of the political dial, right and left? Where do you think it's coming from?
I think it's coming from Rob Reiner. Mm-hmm. Obviously it's coming from the left in this case.
I'll go first. I think it's coming from the left.
Well, look, it's going to come from the left because they feel like they have to resist whoever's in power. Now, whoever's in power, right or left, the other side is going to feel like they need to push against that power. The question is what are the Marquis of Queensberry, or what is the Geneva Convention rules? The rules used to be, you're on the right, you don't approve of Obama and some of his policies. That's fine. You need to push against those policies. But you're not allowed to call people who voted for Obama Nazis. That's a Geneva Convention issue there. You're not allowed to attack the version of Mark Duplass, who's a good guy, who's trying to do this. You're not allowed to attack everybody. You're allowed to attack the policy and push back against. And, you know, and for those who are on the right, you know, when Obama was doing his first term, they're like, we want him to do one term, not two terms. So we're going to attempt to do that.
I don't remember. I might be misremembering it, but I had 8 years of Obama as my president. The first year I was more than willing. I said, I hope he does well. I didn't vote for him. He didn't do well in my eyes, but I don't ever remember it getting this. Maybe I'm dreaming. I don't remember the press room being like this.
Oh, well, no, but what I'm, I agree, but what I'm saying is you're allowed to disagree and to want your person installed next, but it's not because the other side are Nazis or call all Mexicans rapists. It's because you think your guy has some better ideas and some better policies. But anyway, then...
And it's not like that anymore. It's changed.
It has changed. Well,
she lost. Sorry, I'm in a car going to a gig, but it's changed because she lost. And this is what the new norm is. But I don't remember... Listen, they're idiot Republicans, too. I don't remember anything like this level of search and destroy.
But also, this may just be the new world order. Like, we may just continue. No, but you don't remember flying on airplanes with guys in sweatpants and flip-flops either in the past. Right. This may just be where we're heading. But I'll let Gina read the response. So I guess the tweet went out on a what day, and then the response is a couple days later or the next day.
Yeah, Chris, do you have the day? I mean, this just happened.
Pull that up.
Anyway.
So his response was really long, Mark Duplass's. So I just have a snippet, unless you want me to read the whole thing. It's very long. But the snippet I have... he says, I'm really sorry. I now understand that I need to be more diligent and careful. I'm working on that. I want to be clear
Hold on,
that
by
I...
By the way, I love the I'm working on that because that feels like re-education camp. Yeah. That's like I must appease the scary gods at HBO and Sundance as I'll never be able to get one of my projects on their network or in their festival ever again. So I'm working.
It gets a little more hardcore. He then says, I want to be clear that I in no way endorse hatred, racism, homophobia, xenophobia, or any such form of intolerance. And Ben replied to that, saying, so in 24 hours, I apparently went from being a person with good intentions to a racist, sexist bigot. Twitter toxifies any attempt to cross the aisle.
Listen, this sounds like Orwell's first draft.
Hold on, fantasy football or the book?
No. I mean, come on. Strother Martin didn't ask this much off Luke at the end of Cold Hand Luke. It's getting a little crazy.
The part that is scary to me is that Mark Duplass realizes that he lives in an environment where he must change his mind about somebody who he knows is decent almost immediately, or he may not work.
He'll be figuratively burned at the stake.
Right.
Well, before I came on, I heard you talking about me and Kimmel, how you'd have us both in the tent. I don't have access to a show or anything. I have my podcast. I'd have this guy on, either of these two guys, to talk about it. Why don't you ask Jimmy if he's open-minded like that to have Duplass on? And say, well, what are we doing to guys like this? I've met Jimmy a couple times now in the interim since you knew him and I didn't, and he's a good guy. I don't understand, you know, I don't agree with him politically, he seems like such a regular fellow. Why wouldn't he come on and lead the point on this and say, this is crazy what we're doing to people who just we disagree with politically?
Well, let me explain a couple of things. First off, the scary part is everyone is a good guy. Mm-hmm. Mark's a good guy.
We're demonizing.
Jimmy's a good guy. Jimmy's a great guy. Dennis Prager's a good guy. Like, everyone's a good guy. But by good guy fashion, I mean, boy, do you guys want to know what a bad guy is? I can tell you some of my friends' dads back in the day were not good guys. These guys, they don't womanize. They don't even have vices, which is weird. None of them smoke. How about that?
Jimmy smokes meat. Jimmy smokes ribs.
He has a walk-in smoker. But, I mean, everyone pays their taxes, loves their kids, worships their God, salutes their flag, like mows their lawn. Everyone's a good guy. Like, that's the scary part. Also, the thing that's weird is, like, Ben Shapiro is basically almost Hasidic in his Judaism, if I'm getting that right.
Exactly, yeah.
And who cares? Like, the biggest difference between me and Ben Shapiro is his religion. I'm an atheist. What do I care? We should all be able to get past that. Sorry, Dennis. Dennis, let me answer. Are you still there? Dennis?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I say this?
Yeah,
there's a big problem. One of the biggest problems is people are scared. And when you're scared, you don't know the how large the angry mob is. Now, maybe we'll wake up all one day and maybe the guy who runs Sundance also agrees with Mark Duplass, but he's scared because he perceives that there's something out there. Or maybe the HBO guys also agree with Mark Duplass. It'd be hard not to agree with Mark Duplass, but they're scared as well. Everyone has a publicist, and guess whose publicist says, no way are you going on this show, and no way are you going on that show, because I don't want to risk it. Yeah. I don't want to happen to Mark Duplass, happen to you what happened to Mark Duplass.
As it pertains to no one knows how large.
I would say two things, Adam. I would say that I think they're scared of the left. I see most of this, not all. There's no totality in the world. It's not a perfect or imperfect world. I see most of this scare tactics coming from the left. Secondly, I do remember to lend credence to your story that one night I performed at a video convention in Las Vegas. They give awards out to all. It wasn't the porn one. It's the overall one. They were giving a lifetime
one. Yeah, it was a gay porn
award.
One.
They were giving a lifetime achievement award to Carl Malton. Leonard Maltin was on stage. He was the MC. And I do remember they had to give one porn award out, and there's nothing funnier. Maltin and I were in the back watching the monitor, laughing our ass off as Leonard Maltin had to read the nominees and then open the envelope for the biggest selling porn award in his tux. You know, straight Leonard Maltin is.
Sure.
And the winner is Edward Penis Hand. He was so mortified. I remember Maltin and I laughing. We got on pretty well. I said to Carl Maltin, I said, listen, I'm always curious as to how Bud Schulberg and Ilya Kazan, who in essence were the town criers of the proletariat, the champions of the hoi polloi at that time in history, how they ended up naming names in front of UAC. And I remember Maltin looked me square in the eye. This speaks to the fear you're talking about. He said, well, Dennis, you know, it's easy to look at that in the rear view, but the times were pretty frightening. Can I tell you, son, you don't know how brave you are until they chain you to the radiator. And, man, that stuck in my head. It was such an Orwell reference, sort of. And I guess that's what people on the left like Duplass feel right now. They have the host organism turned them on. They're kicked out of the mothership. They feel chained to the radiator. And for everybody who, like, did name some names that have been named already in front of UAC, there was one guy, like Carl Foreman, who just said, hey, screw you. I don't care what you do to me. And he has to go live in England. I guess people don't want to go do their art in England right now. But I would say that somebody on the left or a cadre of people should start coming together and saying, listen, we disagree with these guys. We hate Trump, but we cannot start making everybody who disagrees with us evil. And I think that's what's happening in a weird way.
Well, the scary part is it's easy to do harm to evil people. As a matter of fact, it's sort of a moral necessity. If I actually think a person is a Nazi or hates this group or wants to bring harm to that group, I'm sort of compelled to hurt them. It's the right thing. Sure. It's the resistance.
I don't think Shapiro's that guy, like you said. They're doing what they would do to Himmler to good guys now, and that's getting a little crazy.
Dennis Miller, the Dennis Miller Option, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. Safe travels, my friend. Thanks for chiming in. Perfect time because his phone is breaking up. Brian, you were going to say something, and then Gino's going to let you. Well, to be fair, he says in the back of a car going somewhere.
I can't follow that.
Okay. Well,
I'll save it for the Brian and Gino show.
Just so you know, I saw you leaning in. All right, the rest. How long is the long?
It's pretty long. Chris can put it on the screen. It's a decent paragraph, and I'm happy to read it if you want
to
hear it.
I kind of like to hear it because it sounds. I haven't heard it. So
all right. Well, here it is.
Why not?
This went up. The initial tweet went up Thursday morning, and it was deleted, and the apology was issued later that day.
Wow, we don't even. It's weird because I'm old school. Like, I'm analog. Like, I'm like, you do something on a Thursday, and by Friday,
by Monday,
by Monday, it's like, you got to do it later that day.
Yep.
And the article, what is the Variety article? What is the headline on the Variety article?
That I do not know. Do you have
Why do we not know that, Max Banna?
The Variety article is Mark Duplass apologizes for, quote, disaster, end quote, tweet praising Ben Shapiro.
Even that's disaster. Not very accurate because the tweet's fine.
Friendly suggestion.
The reaction's fine. Yeah, Mark and Jay Duplass have had 9 Sundance films in there, and they'd like to get to 10. That's why we have to apologize. Yeah. I'm not, by the way, this isn't me finding fault in Mark Duplass. Mark Duplass wants to work. Yeah. He's got a family.
It's making sense of it.
And he has, and I talked to him for a while about this in New York. He has employees. He has editors. He has production producers. Man. There's people who count on him working, not just his kids. So, sorry, what is the...
Well, here's what he said initially. This was the retraction. So that tweet was a disaster on many levels. I want to be clear that I in no way endorse hatred, racism, homophobia, xenophobia, or any such form of intolerance.
Yeah, he's the face of racism and homophobia.
With the yarmulke.
What I think...
What's his series called? Togetherness or something? I know he's got animals and stuff like that.
Yeah, Togetherness on HBO.
The new face of homophobia. See, can I say something? Here's what would make this come to an end post haste. You ready? Everybody who's insanely accused of, you know, siding with or being homophobic or xenophobic or intolerant, hatred, you know, racism, whatever. I don't even dignify it with an answer. Like somebody, I got a thing yesterday. It was like, oh, put your sombrero on my keys. That's racist. That's a meme. Take it down. I said, don't take it down. Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
I'm not taking it down. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. You're racist and proud.
When I take it down, it's a suggestion that maybe some of these things. The response to this is, it's insulting to my intelligence and anyone who reads this that you would think that I'm that way.
Right.
That's an insane statement, and you owe me an apology. It's not like, sorry. Lest anyone thinks, you know, if somebody accused me of beating my kids, I wouldn't go like, but understand. I mean, but hold on. I'd just be like, fuck you. Fine. Show me some proof or shut the fuck up.
Yes, you're next.
Max Zapata.
Speaking of owing you an apology, I owe you, Angie, an apology. The article I read was erroneous. The tweet happened Wednesday night at 4, and then the apology was Thursday morning.
Okay.
It's still 12-hour difference, one day to the other. So here's the rest of the paragraph.
Doesn't endorse hatred, racism.
Doesn't endorse it. My goal has always been to spread unity, understanding, and kindness.
Who does endorse it? Like officially endorse it? You know, like a candidate.
Not endorse homophobia.
Specific groups.
Yeah, but I'm going to make mistakes along the way. Sometimes I move too quickly when I get excited or fail to do enough research, or I don't communicate myself clearly. I'm really sorry.
I think it was clear.
Yeah, it was pretty clear.
And I think he did his legwork on Ben Shapiro. He's a good guy and a decent guy who you may disagree with on certain things.
Right.
That's who Ben Shapiro is.
Right. I now understand that I need to be more diligent and careful. I'm working on that. But I do believe deeply.
The working part.
I do believe deeply in bipartisan understanding, and I will continue to do my best to promote peace and decency in this world right now. That said, I hear you, and I want to say thank you to those who reached out with constructive criticism. I have genuinely learned so much and wish everyone all the best.
Hey, go find that fucking Twilight Zone where the guy has to talk to the kid who's going to wish him into the fucking cornfield.
Really moving.
And by the way, I'm 54. I'm not working on myself at all. I'm actually going the other direction. I am eroding quickly.
So,
yes. I find Billy Mummy, and it's a real good thing you've done. Thank you, Twitter. Thank you, Sundance. It's a real good thing.
You're right.
Sundance,
so much.
You can kiss my balls because I'm never getting into your piece of shit fucking festival. And I get it. It's just something that's sort of liberating. It's never gonna happen.
You have to cower the rest of your
life. Right. So Ben Shapiro's got to start his own thing, and Adam Carolla's got to start his own thing because there's no more Sundance in HBO.
And you know, I respect Ben's response, at least the response that was in the article. It didn't attack Mark. It didn't say, "Oh, really?" Now it said, "Wow, this is what Twitter does. It toxifies people. I went from being a good guy to a racist. That's Twitter."
I wonder how many people are actually out there. Like I used to say when I worked at K-Rock or wherever I was on the radio, and it's like, I got a letter from Guy Aoki. He's the head of the Asian Anti-Defamation League. Mm-hmm. He had a fucking office above like a sushi joint, and it was one dude who just claimed he spoke for the Asian community, and like Trip Reeb would like get a letter, and I'd be like, yeah, but how many people does that really? And they're like, whoa, would never even look into it's one fucking nut job with a axe to grind, or does he really represent this community? Because I've never heard jack squat from the rest of the community. Is my take is the Asian community just sort of has their head down and is going to work. They're not so interested in what the guy in the wacky morning show is saying about them. So why do we need to take the handful of tweets that could have come from a very small group of people and go, we got to change course?
This is a new problem specific to Twitter and social media, but specifically Twitter, where like a very if you get 10 tweets about something, it feels like 100. If you get 100 tweets, it feels like a million. You know what I mean? Like, we've all gotten 10 responses to something we said on this show or something. And it's like, wow, people are really, are people outraged? Like, it puts them on equal footing with you know, a small minority, perhaps, with God knows how many people. Like, well, you give it credence that it may not, the weight may not, you know,
and that's
bear.
And you don't get a tweet from the guy who runs Sundance. You just get a tweet from a bunch of other people. So what do you give a shit for? But the notion is if this gets back to the guys who run Sundance, we're not getting in.
Well, and it feels like you get tweets from people who are just sitting there complaining. They're not working. They're not adding to society. They're not hustling. They're just, I don't know.
Slacktivist.
At Dos Angeles.
Hold on, Dawson. Hold on. Wrap it up.
This is one of the best episodes of Family Guy ever, the FCC episode. They said, well, you know, we got a letter, and one letter represents a million people. So, you know, by these five letters, 5 million people are outraged. I mean, break it down in that episode.
I would always say to the program directors and the GMs and stuff like that, I would go, look, somebody wants me to curtail my whatever. What about all the people who enjoy this and think it's funny or sort of evolved enough to consume it without getting their panties in a bunch? What about them? Like, where's their vote? Why do we have to curtail this thing because one fuckstick named Guy Aoki has written a letter? What about the rest of people? Or the Christian right has written a letter saying, you know, when you say the word titties, you've crossed the line. You know, we used to have stupid conversations about, well, you can say boobs, you can say jugs. But you can't say tits and you can't say titties. And I'd go, why? I'm an atheist. It doesn't make sense to me. All right.
Pissed, but not that you're going to piss. That's another big one.
Yeah. Or piss on.
Yeah.
That was a real bad one. All right. I'll let you finish. Oh, you did finish
that was
with
it,
that.
Yeah.
Now, do we have any of the stuff that was sent to Mark Duplass? That's the question. Or did he just get enough stuff? There's no way to figure that one out.
Can I say that I missed the initial tweet? It was deleted pretty quickly. And when I was on Twitter, I guess the next day, I saw the apology. It was the thing Gina read. And I saw someone retweeted it and said, like, oh, this is what Mark had to say about that really bad Ben Shapiro tweet. And just seeing that, the apology, and just seeing the context, my mind immediately did the math. I was like, oh, he must have, like, really told, you know, Ben Shapiro to go fuck himself, or like, or he went too far or something. To find out, the first time I saw the original tweet was literally 5 minutes ago or 10 minutes ago, and I was like, that's what the Fuhrer was about. That's
complimenting
insane.
Someone who thinks differently than you.
Well, this okay.
I assumed he did something crazy. I got drunk and told him, yeah, to go screw his, you know, whoever.
I would like to now, turn my ire toward the media to a certain degree. First, I'll tell you about Tommy John, because I got to pay some bills around here.
No ire there.
I'm wearing them right now, man. I got to tell you, I was literally sweating my ass off. I made a stupid decree, which is I shall build this big wooden crate in under 15 minutes, and it was 95 degrees outside, and I was outside firing up the table saw, grabbing the plywood and like wrestling with it. Took me a little more than 15, but either way, I was wearing my Tommy Johns. When I was done, I realized, oh, that was shrewd, because I had 6 podcasts to do that day. I'd sweated through everything that was on my body. Mm. The shirt He's wearing a Podcast One shirt, big cotton shirt. That just had to come off. I do yourselves a favor, people. Throw yourself an extra set of Tommy John's, a T-shirt, whatever. Keep in the trunk of the car, whatever. I'll keep it on you. It's never going to hurt you. It's not like, boy, my fuel mileage is really suffering. And you have enough T-shirts and Tommy John's underpants. Throw an extra set. But the underpants, I didn't have a replacement for.
Oh, God.
They were dry 20 minutes later. As soon as I got myself indoor and got some air conditioning, and
I'll take your word.
Wearing that same pair today.
The red ones. Look at you.
The humblest rag.
Woo! Is that Dylan back there? Who is that?
That's Matt Fondelier.
Oh, it's Matt Fondelier. Anyway, you can outsmart the heat with. They do stuff for women's underpants as well. It's just the best. No swamp like conditions down there. It's the best pair you'll ever wear. It's free guarantee. It's an oasis of cool. From Tommy John. What do you got, Dawson?
Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
I see now. Okay, so there's a two-parter here. One part is all the nut jobs on the Twitter sphere, and what are you going to do with those people? There's always going to be people. They're always going to be home. They're unemployable. They have a computer, and they're going to write heinous and horrible things, and they're just going to lie half the time, quite frankly. Or they have some sort of weird lens that they see life through where just truth and reality isn't really filtered very, very clearly. That's fine. But the problem then becomes the professionals, the sober professional journalist who's like, you know, the headline, hateful tweet, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, that's not the headline. This could be diffused if you said innocuous tweet causes, you know, uproar or whatever. There's a way to word it that isn't involving, and I buy into it too. Yeah. And I understand the media is there to, you know, get clicks and move units and get people sensationalize things. But I do the same thing. I turn on the computer, I turn on the TV, and it's like they're ripping mothers' babies from the mother's arms and throwing them in shark cages and submerging them in the Pacific. And I'm like, what? What's going on? I have the same reaction that Brian has. Like, what did Mark Duplass do?
I was very intrigued.
Right. So as far as Variety or whomever goes, mission accomplished, liars. You got a reasonable guy like Brian and a reasonable guy to think a reasonable guy like Mark Duplass like really crossed the line. Wow, what did he do?
Gotten drunk or something.
Right.
That was my first thought.
So the media is somewhat responsible for taking this sparkler and dousing it with gasoline. They didn't need to make Brian wake up, look at this article, and have his first thought of what the fuck did Mark Duplass do and how far over the line did he cross? Mm-hmm. Now, you then feel a little bit angry at Variety because you should be, because they jacked you around. They basically did what drives me nuts, what Rob will do with the other shop or whatever. Like, I'll call him and I go, we got a problem, boss. And I'll think, fire at the warehouse, fire at the warehouse. And then he'll go, out of bottled water. And I'll go, then go get some more bottled water.
For the fire.
But stop jacking me around that way. You sucked me into this thing. Yes.
You know who does a great job at doing the opposite is Tess's daycare. Whenever they call and I see the number pop up, I'm like, oh my God, I answer the phone. They go, hi, Tess is fine. The first thing they say.
Yeah, no,
like,
that's never good.
Thing they say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because otherwise, like.
Gina, you're going the wrong
way. I'm sorry.
Remember part where he said this, they do a great job of doing it?
I was just thinking of my dad and the way he packages things.
Hi, Brian. Tess is fine.
Does he work at Tess's daycare?
He does, actually. He's retired.
I'm going to help you in life, Gina. No, yes.
I get it.
They realize that a call from their daycare center
sounds
to
terrifying.
Many people means a digit is missing from the hand of their son, your son or daughter. So they're smart. They preemptively push it right out there.
It's got to be policy, which is great.
But just to shit on Brian's point, just quickly, myself, doesn't it ever freak you out? Say it's not the Tess's daycare does it all the time, so you're used to it. If somebody else called, if I called and said,
I knew something was up.
Yeah. I'd say, hi, Brian. Just wanted to let you know right off the bat, everybody's fine. Wouldn't that freak you out?
Well, everybody's fine.
Whoever.
Yes.
Chris Loxamon is fine.
No, what I'm saying, if you go off the bat, everyone's fine, that feels like vacation, tsunami.
Right.
What happened?
Earthquake.
But
The only reason the daycare would call is about Tessa, so that's why it makes sense for them to say that off the bat. You might call me for a number of reasons. It's late, I'm lonely, whatever.
Oh, wait, what about Gina's dad?
He would scare the shit out of you.
My dad's at your daughter's daycare right now.
Hi, Brian, Tessa's mine.
All right, so Variety, I guess mission accomplished if you would like to needlessly scare or concern Brian, but...
What? In terms, Variety calling about Tessa.
In terms of... terms of journalism, probably not.
Yes.
Right. Because your headline should sort of reflect the story. It's also a non-story. Mark made a sort of innocuous sort of statement. And by the way, how about a little praise for Mark Duplass for attempting to...
bridge the gap.
We just had...
Find common ground.
I was just watching Judge Jeanine, Pirro. I guess, on... the View, and
she's a Nazi.
Whoopi was screaming at her. She was screaming at Whoopi, and it's like, here's. I thought the plan was to move past this. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Mark Duplass was attempting to move past this, except for Twitter and Variety sucked him right. Mission accomplished. Mark Duplass never going
to
say anything nice about Ben Shapiro.
And
Ben Shapiro is never going to. They're not going out to lunch now because they couldn't risk being seen out to lunch. So Variety, who's probably quoted many a star saying, we need to unite, we need to put this vitriol behind us, we're one nation. Variety, who's been ringing that bell for a while, mission not accomplished, you just threw some gasoline on the fire. All right. Oh, I'll play you Whoopi and Judge Jeanine yelling at each other.
So civil.
Which I love. Right. Also, the thing that's kind of... One of the things I'm fascinated in or by is at some point, I think Whoopi states her age. Like, I'm 61, and I thought, man, I guess we're going to the grave. Like, I thought that people, you know, when you were 19, you go to Kent State and you protest, or you go to the Vietnam War, or whatever, you know, whatever's going on, Watergate, you know, whatever. But at some point, you get into your 50s and your 60s, you kind of put on cruise control a little. I mean, you start thinking about golfing and families and vacations and, you know, building a cabin or something, but you don't have as much energy as you ever did to scream at people you disagree with. Like I guess I was wrong my whole life. I felt like when I was a kid, the old timers didn't have that much energy toward like getting in other people's like.
Well, I don't think it was encouraged.
I think it was frowned upon, and I was trying to think of what's his name from. Oh, I'll tell you in a second. Oh, we'll play Whoopi in a second. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can ask your smart speaker what the weather is, but asking them to send money to a friend, well, it's going to be possible soon, but there's going to be security issues. Cyber criminals hack them. Cyber criminals are going to hack everything. If they haven't already, I mean, geez, turn on the news, elections, your bank accounts, everything is going to be hacked.
Anything connected.
Well, who wouldn't? In the past, as far as crime went, you're kind of limited to your neighborhood or the neighborhoods around your neighborhood. Imagine if you could rob houses in China, or if you're in China or North Korea, you could just rob houses in Glendale without ever getting on an airplane.
Utopia.
Well, that's the new world order. You need LifeLock. So many threats in today's digital world. Good thing LifeLock identity theft protection now includes the power of Norton Security. For added protection, LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft. So, your info could be on sale on the dark web, man, or for sale on the dark web, I should say. Norton helps protect against all the online threats. If there is a problem, their agents will work to fix it. They're LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock and use promo code Adam for an additional 10% off your first year. It's promo code Adam for an additional 10% off.
I was, my match game. I got pushed back with Mark Duplass, Pam Anderson.
Ben Shapiro.
black people have a have a tendency toward crime.
Not a match.
Speaking of that, Sugar Ray Leonard. Uh-oh, Tisha Campbell Martin. Woo!
Black people are genetically inferior.
Oh!
Match game airing pushback to 9:13, avoid going up against football. Preseason,
I
guess.
That's the night of our show in
we'll be a little busy. Gonna have to TiVo it.
No, it's broadcasted live. That's it. Double dip.
Well, hey, it's professionally edited. Yeah. Not like our live show. So, I was thinking about Peter Fonda. Like, the guy's 73 and screaming like, how did you have your kids raped in a cage by pedophiles? Like, dude, you're 73. And like, what point?
It's a young man's game.
Do you start just going,
camping down.
Yeah, I'm going to go help the Girl Scouts set up a stand out front of the Trader Joe's and just kind of sit on a folding chair.
Maybe doze off.
You know
off.
What I mean? Well, like put the USA Today over my head and lean back, you know.
In a hammock. I'll
go all on Golden Pond on everyone's ass.
Start shaking.
Well, how old was Henry Fonda when he did On Golden Pond? It was probably a little older, but not that much. Like that's what old dudes used to do. Henry Fonda, his dad, on Golden Pond, not... Mm-hmm. Yes, fishing hats. Let's get back to fishing hats. Sorry.
That's a good point, though, because I'm so over people just sharing something on Facebook and going, somebody needs to do something, and stirring all these people up and making them all emotional while the original person who posted it is sitting there playing Fortnite. So I really wish that there was some sort of decree that if you share something super incendiary, you know, politically, that you're outraged by on social media, you have to do one mitzvah. You have to do one thing to help, help society. Because otherwise,
like
you are so part of the problem. It's unbelievable.
I hate that idea.
Thank you.
Fonda, Henry, was 76 when he was playing the old guy on the pond, and his son was 73 when he was screaming about throwing Melania in a cage with rapists.
Same thing.
It was only a few years away from, you know, to really shut it down.
Yeah. You have some of the replies to Mark's original tweet?
Yeah, so the first reply, but Caitlin just threw these ones up, but these are the first reply. It's not included in this one. The top one was just two words. Mark, no.
Oh, these are all blue checks.
And then these ones are all the blue check ones. They're hard to find because the tweet got deleted, but these are still up.
I'm happy to say I don't know what a blue check is.
You're a verified person. You can't be duplicated.
You're in the news, you're a celebrity.
You have a blue check.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
All right, so blue check people means people have been vetted a little bit.
Yeah, in verified, the public eye.
Yeah, you're some sort of public figure.
All right, so the first one, Gina, you can read them off.
For instance, I have a blue check and Brian doesn't. So
it's really a verification of your status.
Uh-huh. Understood.
All right, so here we go. One, Guy Endor Kaiser, I don't know who that is. Actual liberal here, get the fuck out of here with this garbage take from hell. No, Brian.
Hold on.
Natalie Finn. If you mean he helped you become a better transphobia and mocking the LGBTQ community, then totally. And Parker Malloy, he thinks people like me are delusional, mentally ill monsters who don't deserve legal protections. But sure, Mark, aside from that, he's great.
Now, he doesn't think you're monsters. I don't think what he what I know is that you're a narcissist. So you always hear people like me. When people don't even, no one knows who you are. We wouldn't know who you were.
I assume they're gay or LGBTQ just by virtue. I'm naive. Does Ben have controversial takes? I know he's conservative. Does he have controversial takes on the gay community?
I don't know. It kind of depends because his you'll never get really what his controversial takes are because his controversial takes may have started as my controversial takes, which is all things being equal, if something happened to me and my wife, a man and a woman raising them would be preferential for me. But a gay couple that was living in a better neighborhood and driving a safer minivan, I would take over the heterosexual couple. But now that's considered hate-filled and a controversial take. Once it gets put through the sort of machine and spat out the other side. So it's hard to really figure out what everyone's take is anymore if everyone, the example I just gave you, which is somewhere between no done, no shit. And it's really, my argument is not a conservative argument or religious argument. It's a nature argument, which is my wife and me bring different things to the family structure, and it's pretty tried and true in nature, and thus, but that makes me a hateful anti whatever as well. All right, let's see. We have the we have a game to play. Oh, we have Judge. Sorry, we have
Jeanine Pirro.
Jeanine Pirro, and she's arguing with Whoopi. They're both probably in their 60s, right? All right, here we go.
You talk about
I am not, Judge.
Nobody
no,
is.
No, oh, yeah.
Did you just point at me?
Yes.
Listen, I don't have Trump derangement. Let me tell you what I have.
Okay.
I have a lot of. I'm tired of people starting a conversation with Mexicans or liars and rapists.
Who starts that I know she's tired of it, so it must happen to her a lot, where people are starting conversations with Mexicans or liars and rapists.
Hey, Whoopi, good to see you. How long has it been? 5-10 years? Anyway.
Hey, I love Jumping Jack Flash. Hey, Whoopi, apropos of nothing.
Big fan.
These lying Mexicans, these lying rapist Mexicans. What about it?
Good
hey,
weather.
Burglar, underrated.
I'm tired of people starting a conversation about this country. Listen, I'm 62 years old. There have been a lot of people in office that I didn't agree with, but I have never, ever seen anything like this. I've never seen anybody whip up some.
Well, I'll tell you what she's never seen. She's never seen a human being come up to her and start a conversation about Mexicans that started with liar and rapist.
Oh, Whoopi, can you sign my declaration of ghost? Oh,
make it
and
out
also.
Too.
I don't know how you're tired. Like, I'm tired of women admiring the girth of my cock. See, if it's never happened, then how am I going to be tired of it?
Yeah.
So I would love to say, okay, so Whoopi, can you produce, let's just say I strapped a GoPro to your ass for the last 18 months. Can you show me one piece of footage where somebody started a conversation with you about
liars
Mexicans? Or liar? By the way, the rapist part, again, the liar, I mean, that's the Trump thing, but the liar seems new. All right.
Such hate. I've never seen anybody be so dismissive. Clearly, you don't watch the show, so you don't know that I don't suffer from that. What I suffer from is the inability to figure out how to fix this. That's my...
Well, you could help...
Smugly preening, Judge Jeanine.
You could help fix it by not lying about every time someone has a conversation about Mexicans, they start with liar and rapist. That'll help sort of settle the dust a little bit, like it would have helped with Mark Duplass, if Variety had said, what's the big deal about? Here's the tweet. We agree. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I think the folks that are telling him, to walk it back are out of line. He's entitled to his opinion. And there you go. That would see Mark Duplass's whole thing could have started a movement.
Yeah.
But Variety was not going to endorse that movement. Variety could have taken the same story and chosen to spin it a little bit, which is, hey, Mark Duplass walked this thing back for no reason. Yeah. He said something that I think is pretty reasonable. I think most fair-minded people, whether you're in Mark's camp or Ben's camp, would agree with. What's the big hubbub? And as a matter of fact, shouldn't we all start thinking a little more like Mark Duplass? But they did not do that. Yeah. They did like the unfortunate tweet or he's walking it back or whatever. So they actually pushed it further back. Now, if you talk to anyone at Variety, they would say, we would like to promote unity, except where you don't want to promote unity because
you
fucking don't.
You had a chance.
Or maybe Variety's scared. Maybe Variety doesn't want to get tossed onto the bonfire that the guys over at Sundance are starting, and they don't want to be kept away. Maybe they're fearful that they're not going to get a press credential to go cover Sundance or whatever it is. Scary. All right. Later on, I think Whoopi stormed off or something.
She sends Judge Pirro out.
Oh, she sends Judge Pirro out.
Yeah. Apparently, the judge was supposed to stay for another segment, but when they came back, she was gone. But this is how it ended, I think.
Okay. Sorry. I got a button here.
But one of the things that you talk about a lot, and I'm curious about it, is the deep state. How long has the deep state been there, and who's running it?
Well, I want to answer your question because you gave
you a question.
You had your opening statement, which was how horrible it is that Donald Trump is talking about all of these people.
Sorry, you know what? That's what you said. You said,
Whoopi, you know, you said that when be here end up murdering the children of American citizens.
You know what's horrible?
What's horrible when
the president of the United States.
I'm still jealous of both these chicks. I really am. Ugh. I am. I'm jealous of both of them because I could never. I'd just be like, okay, you know what? This is a bad idea. Yeah. Well, I'm going to post them. Do you have post them here? Yeah. I'm in the mood for post them. Who wants post them?
What post them?
I just love the fact that they can both just sit there without a bead of sweat on their forehead, gesticulate, pontificate, and cameras rolling all over the place. Yeah, they're talking all at the same time, and everyone's bloviating.
Well, they both have personas, characters, essentially. Do you really expect either one of these two to sort of drift towards the middle, towards an understanding?
No.
Towards a Duplass Shapiro? You know
no,
what I mean?
But like, I can also
they're professional wrestlers.
Yeah.
I get it, but I feel sort of the same way about Rob Zombie. Like, I'm like, God, that seems itchy and uncomfortable. Jesus Christ, it's August. You're wearing three leather coats.
How often do you shop for makeup?
Yeah, like, what's going on? The beards down the ear, the hair, it's so hot outside. Like, I literally, if I don't shave for 3 days and I get 2 weeks outside of a haircut and it's really hot outside, I'm like, oh, it's so itchy, so hot. I want to get a haircut. I want to shave, you know, like, I couldn't. But then I look at, like, Rob Zombie and I go, do you like this? Or is it all kind of part of the thing?
The body,
and then
the
if you shaved and you got a crew cut, would you be able to work or like what? And
that'd Samson. Be the most punk rock look of all. I mean, the most like, you know, out there look.
If go full went, Henry
you know,
Rollins.
Full on, you know, Marine recruit.
Then I start to kind of put a thing together, which is, you know, the guys who have no look at all? Seth MacFarlane or Mike Judge. Those guys have no look at all. Right. They got things to say.
They're too busy working.
They're like too busy being geniuses to cultivate a look. Start to wonder a little bit.
The extreme example, I don't know if it's apocryphal or legend or actually happened, but supposedly, I think it was Albert Einstein who had an entire closet full of the same thing.
Right.
He didn't want to waste bread. He didn't want to think about what to wear.
So
I had actual thoughts on the universe.
I wonder, I wonder if Judge Jeanine or Whoopi. I'm very naive because whether it's Judge Jeanine or Whoopi or Rob Zombie, I just go, well, that's their thing. Mm-hmm. I don't go, like, maybe they've figured out it's a way to hammer a lot of checks.
I think there are a lot of potential Judge Jeanines out there. I think there's a lot of potential Whoopies out there. A lot of potential Rob Zombies out there. The geniuses among them have figured out a way to push that boulder up the hill.
Well, and there's producers standing behind the stage at The View going, now, don't be afraid to mix it up and get into it.
Oh, yeah. Once you get to that level, then you got to play the character.
Yeah.
It's just like a wrestler.
But how unnatural does that feel to you or me or you?
That's scary. Like,
the scary part is because there's people out there that do this. People, as in the show last week or earlier this week, I can't remember, they call in. Yeah, it was last week, and they go, what's Adam really like? The reason they ask those questions is because you want to know what Judge Jeanine is really like or what Rob Zombie's really like or whatever they're really like. Thus, I get swept up in it, too. You know,
everyone must be doing it,
is
the thought.
And have you had enough of this? Because I can tell you how it ends.
Yes.
All right, so they're screaming, squawking.
And I said yes. No, God.
And at the very end, as Whoopi's amping up the end of her statement and they're screaming at each other, she goes, say goodbye! Say goodbye! And at the next segment, the judge is not there. And so that's how she...
There's a pile of ashes.
Yeah, Ben Shapiro had to fill in.
Supposedly she stormed off set to cool off when the cameras came off, and then Pierre approached her, and Whoopi just responds, fuck you, get the fuck out of this building.
Wow.
Okay.
Grab that.
Well, look, want to heal the... Want to build a bridge, maybe yell and get the fuck out of the building. It's not the way to go.
Across the aisle.
I was trying to think of, look up the Porsche guy, Angus. Fucking screw that up. What the hell's our Porsche guy name? Angus Walker. There you go. Hold on. Take your time, X-Bad, but look up Angus and look up Rob Zombie. But here's my point. You guys don't know who Angus Walker is.
You mean Magnus Walker?
Oh, Magnus, sorry.
Oh, that, of course.
Oh,
Magnus Walker.
Magnus Walker.
Who doesn't know Magnus Walker?
Now you know him, yes.
Strongman.
Magnus.
Son of Freddie Roman.
Walker. Look him up.
Easy.
he's cultivated a look, and I was, and don't put him up yet. Take your time. Find the right picture. Here's me point. I was just in England. They have a long red carpet with velvet ropes that leads into the driver's lounge. Fans stand outside of it all day long with programs and fenders and helmets and stuff for the celebrity drivers to sign. You won't see that. I mean, you'll see it at NASCAR, but I mean, there won't be guys you've never seen. But in their world, it's like Brian Redman's here. Like, get him to sign. You know, yeah. He won Le Mans 71. You know, yeah. I was able to thankfully negotiate the carpet without ever being stopped. Ever?
How'd you do that?
I ran serpentine, wow, like shoulder rolls popping up.
Who's that?
Deep disguise. No one gave a.
Who's that? Nobody doing somersault.
Good shit about me, but Magnus Walker. Got. I saw him. He was in front of me. I talked to him. He's been pulled over. He's like a Porsche guy. He's not a driver. He's not.
It's Magnus Walker.
It's unclear exactly what he does, but he has a look.
Ooh.
And he has a recognizable look. Hold on. And that look worked because he was stopped repeatedly on the red carpet as we were walking in and out. And I was talking to him, and I like him. We've had him on CarCast. Interesting story. Blue Apron, that's what I want to say. Didn't I already talk about these guys? Blue Apron, I love it. I go home. I literally left. I love their glossy pictures. I love the meals, and I like to go through them like a tarot deck, and I pick out the one I like. I picked out the one I like, and I set it right next to the burner, and I said, Olga.
She knows.
I'll be home at 6:30.
Yeah.
And it was ready, man. The best. All pre-portioned ingredients, step-by-step recipes. And the stuff is all better than it needs to be. And I what I mean is like there's a lot of that stuff where you go, okay, how's this? And the quality is there. 12 new recipes every week based on what's in season. Only non-GMO ingredients with no added hormones. It just works. And the combinations are things that I would never put together. Like, I'm not a big shrimp guy. I had shrimp last night. I loved it. Like, I also did a cool move, like in the Blues Brothers, where Phil was laying next to me, and I'd feed him the tails. Just throw it up there, and he'd chomp.
Catch him like a seal.
Loxamana's drooling.
I know. I was thinking about Loxamana.
Chris knocks him out of the way.
You and Phil are the only ones I've met. And occasionally Olga, who will eat the tails. Anyway, Chipotle glazed chicken and... lime rice and sweet chili beef and veggie stir fry. That is the best. Anyway, check out this week's menu and you can get your first three meals free at blueapron.com/Adam. That is Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Yes. Sorry. You got...
oh, my.
You're looking at Magnus Walker.
Good for him.
Who looks like Rob... Who looks like Rob Zombie.
Oh, my.
What does Magnus do?
It's...
Besides be awesome?
I don't.
That's amazing.
I'm not trying to be insulting. Nobody really knows.
He's the Chandler Bing of the car world.
Yes, he modifies. He breathes on Porsches, but he's not a builder. He's like sort of, well, what if we did
fashion.
This? And, huh?
Oh, he
started in
fashion.
No, but that's not why people at Goodwood are waiting to get autographs from him. He started off as a fashion guy, and he got into. Breathing on Porsches, like sort of tweaking them, modifying them. Wow. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. But still, I feel like the look has helped.
Immensely.
Dude.
And,
guy's awesome.
In Monterey, we could spot him a block away.
Right.
It's the Guy Fieri thing. It's like, how many Guy Fieris are there in the world who could do what he does? Plenty. But
how many wear their sunglasses on the back of their
heads?
He has
the look, and he's cultivated the aura or the whatever, you know, the persona.
I know. It's crazy. If all you have to do is look at me to wonder, like, oh, what's he really like? All right. Let's see. Live shows coming up, Thousand Oaks, Borderline Bar and Grill. That is this Friday, the 27th. And Corolla Drinks is doing a tasting, live music, and everything after the show. So come on out. Say hi. Live shows everywhere. Go to AdamCarolla.com. I'll tell you about that in a second. Take a quickie break. Do some good sports. Be back right after this.
Hey, this is Stephanie Wilder Taylor.
And Lynette Carolla.
And we're For Crying Out Loud. Listen to our show because there's lots of swearing.
Mm-hmm. Lots of stories.
Lots of personal information.
that you don't really need to know, but we tell you anyway.
Yeah.
So check us out on iTunes and Podcast One.
For Crying Out Loud with Lynette Carolla and Stephanie Wilder Taylor, every Tuesday and Friday at Carolla Digital, Podcast One, and Apple Podcasts.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Good sport. It's time for a sports segment. Good sport. It's time for Ace and Dave. Good sport. It's time to get it started.
NFL highlights.
Mixed martial arts fights.
Riffing on bad stuff on movies. Raking the fruits of the year. Dave's recapping hockey.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode, nay, a brand new week of Good Sports here on Podcast One Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. Real quick reminder, make sure you're checking out all the new episodes of Dave's of Thunder, now available at Podcast One. And also make sure you're checking out the Dave Damashek football program, available on NFL.com/podcasts. Just last week, the best wide receiver in all the world, Antonio Brown. Willie McGinnis talking about the Patriots, this, that, and the other. Football season is almost here, Ace. I mean, really almost here now.
Oh, my God. I had the greatest moment in my life yesterday when I was talking to Mike August, and he's like, do you want to do some fight commentary, blah, 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 classic fight films with Oscar De La Hoya and Mickey Ward and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. And so we're trying to do what I do all the time, which is I have a very busy schedule, so we try to kind of slot things in where there's some openings. I, unlike most, don't mind working on weekends because I don't really consider sitting around with Oscar De La Hoya and watching Ward Gotti 1 is really work, or not in a former life. It was never work. That would have been the greatest day of your life.
That's exactly right, to keep that perspective.
Right. And also, with traffic the way it is in Los Angeles, it's a lot easier to do something on a Sunday than it is on a Tuesday. So I said to Mike, well, you know, he said, when do you want to do it? I said, they can do it on the weekend. I said, well, they'll do it on Sunday. You know, and this is a couple months down the road. And I said, yeah, we'll do it Sunday, you know, 1 in the afternoon or something. And he said, football season will have started by then. And I went, oh, my God. Then cancel it immediately.
Saturday.
Yes, literally. And, you know, college ball is great, but he jumped ahead just a couple of months, and he said, oh, yeah, football season's coming. On a happy note, that's how fast football season. On a sad note, how fast life is passing us by. Heath Ledger, been dead for over a decade.
Is that true?
Insane. Take Dave Damashek. Take 5th grade, 6th mm-hmm. grade, 7th grade. I can keep doing this. 8th grade, I'll go to Canada. Grade 9, grade 10.
I paid attention through 7th grade. I could keep going to up to like 12 or 13 if I had
literally
to.
From the time you were in the 3rd or 4th grade to the time you graduated high school, that's how long Heath Ledger, young actor, who died on like Wednesday in my brain. Like mm-hmm. in my brain, oh, he just died like last, the other... His body's still warm. over a decade.
That is crazy. You know, speaking of that, it brings me to this, to trying to connect these things together. Unless I'm mistaken, you're not a Batman or you're not a superhero movie watcher, right?
No.
And you're also, we've proven in the past that you're not a Star Wars viewer, but what we have proven to the audience is that because you are a sponge, like I assumed most human beings' brains are spongy, whether you care about the subject or not, on some level you're going to absorb certain information. How about this then? You know Jimmy Kimmel, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has a late night show. He had Jonah Hill, one of the funniest people around,
agreed,
on his show last week. But listen to this crazy blind spot that Jonah Hill has.
Ooh, I only eat burritos with quarterbacks. It's just a rule I have.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning and I will be at Chipotle.
Don't know who that is.
You don't know that one either. Yeah.
Jonah Hill, what preceded that was Jonah Hill telling a story about running into Kimmel and Tony Romo and him not knowing who Tony Romo was until somebody stepped in to explain Romo is you know, an iconic QB, sure, of the 21st century as well. Doesn't know Peyton Manning. How is that possible? How is it possible that you don't know who that is? I don't care. Well, I don't care about football. I don't. So you have to know certain things.
He made a baseball movie. You know, he made a sports movie.
Isn't that the weirdest thing?
I do not mind the part where you don't know. I mind the part where it somehow inevitably gets turned back on you.
Yeah, that's so right.
Well, I'm sorry.
I get bitten by that all the time.
Sit around in a Colts helmet masturbating and crying every weekend. I have kids. You know, it's like, what? When did this turn on me?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Now I'm being punished for knowing things? Like, historically, is that how it worked with the founding fathers? Hey, John Adams. Oh, don't listen to him. He knows shit.
It's exactly right.
Yeah.
But how is it possible that that wouldn't somehow find a way into a corner of your brain until you wouldn't know it, you wouldn't use it for anything, until the name Peyton Manning is dropped in some conversation? Like, well, of course I know him because he's in half the commercials that air on television.
It's elitism, and I'll tell you why.
He's on Saturday Night Live more than once, Peyton. How could Jonah Hill in entertainment not have somehow crossed paths with the name Peyton Manning?
Right. Because you would never do that with Ernest Hemingway, because there's an elitism there, whereas you're just a dullard who likes watching guys crash into each other on the gridiron on a Sunday. See, right, what I'm saying? There's a little snobbery, like, who? There's an element that, like some morning DJs, oh, they'll talk about some other morning DJ and go, I haven't even heard of that dude. And it's like, yeah, you have. He's in your industry. You've heard of him. You hate him. And you're trying to slide him by going, I don't recognize that name. Like, it's a morning DJ thing. There's a sort of snobbery to some of the artists.
You're so right.
In Hollywood,
how it comes,
they're like,
back,
oh,
and
football.
You.
Football's a bunch of Neanderthals chasing each other around and tackling each other.
And then that surely informs why Hollywood turns its nose up to not have a technical expert there when they're shooting a scene that involves football in some way. Like, well, no one knows the,
right,
rules. No,
yes,
one, who would know the rules anyway?
I'm
no one's
going to
call us on that.
Yeah, I never get. I dated a chick once who. Also, I have to explain to people, even when they say, I've never heard this song before, or I've never seen this spot before, or I've never seen this commercial before, I have to explain them in a super condescending way, which is, oh, you have. You just have a brain that's built like one of those pier blocks, one of those cement pier blocks you buy at Home Depot when you're building a deck out on your backyard. And I have a brain built like a sea sponge. So it's not that neither one of us have been exposed to this. Nothing penetrates your brain except for a small,
that's right,
group of things that you're into. I dated a chick once. I was talking to her about doing comedy with the Zima guy. And she's like, what's Zima? This isn't like the height of Zima. I couldn't turn on the TV without seeing the Zima guy or pass a billboard. And I was explaining to her, you know what it is. Like, you don't drink it, but you've seen the billboards. You've seen the commercials. She was in Hollywood and worked in the industry. But I think Jonah Hill may have been taking the Tony Romo exchange.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Pushing it forward. That's the Joan I know. Although, what's with the tattoos? He's getting tattoos.
Got the ink now. He's got like
also,
auburn hair. He's kind of like blondish, rusty haired color.
Jonah, in terms of getting this, the arms sleeved up, has a bizarre scar on one of his arms. Are you aware of this?
Yeah, I've heard him tell the story about it.
I didn't know where it came from or if it's allowed to come up or whatever, but it's this bizarre scar. It's like one of those skin graft kind of scars.
I think he got it pinned under a car. Oh, in a wreck or something like that?
Maybe that's why he doesn't know about Peyton Manning. Maybe he spent resentful. His formative years pinned under a car. I mean, maybe he spent whole decades.
I think they got him out fairly quick.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
You're right. I'm just shooting my mouth off. You know what they say when you assume. You know how they talk? You're right. I've made an assumption there. Yeah, it is strange. But either way, it's also strange that he doesn't know who Tony Romo is. Can we settle on that, even if you're right about him him maybe teasing about not knowing who 18 is? Anyway, Ace, let me tell you about this. Yeah, speaking of sports, you know, everybody's familiar with Barry Bonds as a Pittsburgh Pirate, and then Barry Bonds as a San Francisco Giant. You know, he was enhanced, kind of. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you now about HP Elite. When it comes to tech, the difference between consumer-grade and business-class PCs is just as big as commercial flights. For many, the upgrade is worthwhile, as it was for the Giants, with an enhanced Barry Bonds. Better performance and longer battery life. It comes with HP Elite Premium Support, providing 24/7 dedicated service from U.S.-based specialists. Security software and features that help keep proprietary. It's a hard word for me to say. Proprietary data safe. Go-to choice for graphic designer. Serious performance with a streamlined user experience. Tested for 115,000 hours to ensure durability. And now you can get 10% off select 8th generation Intel powered HPCs. HP PCs with code GOODSPORTS until September 17th at hp.com/GOODSPORTS.
All right, let's bring it home.
All right, that's it for today. We'll kibitz with you tomorrow. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, Good Sports Podcast One Sports out. Good Sports.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... Oh, the charcoal mask! Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.